Brussels Airlines heeft cijfers gepubliceerd over het allereerste kwartaal. En aan de telefoon heb ik Nina Uwerdink. Zij is CFO bij Brussels Airlines. So Nina, the numbers you have presented for the first quarter, what are your feelings with those numbers?
The numbers are giving us confidence really for the future because it's completely in line what we have expected for the year. And this all over gives us the confidence to reach our solid break result for the full year.
Okay, but there's still an operational loss of 44 million euros. Every normal company would crumble with those numbers, but I see you're happy with those numbers.
Yes, actually, I am, because a loss-making first quarter is quite natural for our industry. So that's why we are not really worried about this.
Okay, but there is, of course, some other quarters coming where there's more holidays, of course, to go. Yes. Will these numbers get back into black numbers, so to say?
Yeah, it has to. It has to, definitely. Usually, we are doing quite good in the second and the third quarter. So that's also currently our forecast for the upcoming months to go, so that we are then making profits in the second and the third quarter. The fourth quarter is usually also a little bit weaker, so that's why we have somehow a very seasonal business.
So Brussels Airlines is part of a bigger group, the Lufthansa Group. How does Brussels Airlines compare to the other members of the group?
We are comparable. All in all, everybody is on the same in the same boat, so to say. We are all in the same industry, so we are completely in line also what the others doing in Lufthansa Group.
Now, of course, the past few years we've seen that airliners can take some big hits, especially during the COVID period. Is this trend towards black numbers, towards profit, definitive? Is there a better projection of the future to go ahead?
I would love to have a crystal ball, actually. I think it's we are much better prepared now. However, if there's something else, like the pandemic hitting us again, but we can never be on the safe side there. Yeah? So this is we are a very crisis-sensitive industry. We are very good in managing crises. However, the COVID pandemic was really the biggest hit we ever had in our history. However, I think I'm looking very positive into the future.
Looking positive in the future is not only, of course, the existential crisis of possible pandemics again, of course, but there's also climate-related issues and challenges. There's also a lot happening in the aviation industry. The time of cheap tickets seems to be gone. How is your business, your company, tackling with these changes and these climate-related issues?
Yeah, there are a couple of measures we have to take from our own side. So, for example, we are investing in new aircrafts. Just this year, we will receive also three new A320neos, which are really state-of-the-art with regard to fuel consumption. So that's something we can do with really modernizing our fleet. But on the other side, there are also some possibilities what our customers can do. For example, since mid of February, we are offering now green fares. So with that, you can combine flying with sustainable focus. And we are investing this money then also in a couple of projects.
Well, and I wish you and your company all the best for the next quarters coming up, because I imagine they're going to be busy with the summer holidays coming up. Thank you very much, Nina Uwerdink, CFO at Brussels Airlines.